Yeah, I think you're always disappointed when you lose a football match. First and foremost, I've got to say, Bristol City are a top, top team. I think they showed that in patches today. But I think we showed what we're about as well today. We just needed that first goal. We just got to be a bit more ruthless in both boxes. Defensively, you know, mark tighter on Flint for his goal. And at the other end, you know, put the ball in the net when the chances come, because you know you're not going to come to Bristol City and create a dozen opportunities. We created three or four golden opportunities. Gary McSheffrey is obviously very unlucky to hit the inside of the post, and he's trying to get that first goal. I think if Gary's effort goes in, we'll sit deep, which we had to do. That was our game plan. They've got a lot of pace and a lot of quality in that team. We had to respect that, but we played on the counter-attack and we played some good football at times. And yeah, disappointed to lose the game. But again, we've got to do better in both boxes. That's been our story probably most of the season. Thought that we'd turn the corner with that the last few games, performances and results. But again, there's not many teams, I don't think, going to come here and pick up wins.
Given the first half performance, I expect you were frustrated having conceded so early in the second half.
Yeah, I was, to be honest. I mean, I think we've played well for an hour. I think Bristol City sort of battered us first 15. You know, like rabbits in headlights for 15 minutes. We weathered the storm, which we spoke about, getting through periods in games and managing periods in the games. We managed to get through the first 15 minutes. And then for me, for the next hour, I thought we edged it chance-wise, certainly. Played some good football, which we've worked on a lot, getting Gary McSheffrey on the ball in that little pocket off Paddy Madden. But you've got to take your chances when you come, in any game. But certainly when you come to places like this, we didn't do that. Bristol got the second goal. And they obviously got on top of the last 15 minutes, but for an hour during the game, I was really pleased.
It's been a long week. Do you think that took its toll in the end?
It's been a long 4 weeks, to be honest. There's players out there for us that have played 9 games in 4 weeks. I've moaned to the local press about the schedule. I think it showed today, last 15 minutes. You've got people like Neil Bishop, who's played all the games. He's dead on his feet. Niall Canavan's gone down with cramp the last 5 minutes. But great credit to the players. I've spoke to him in there and said, you know, we won't get as many tough games as we have today. You know, we have to build from the positives from today, and there's plenty, but just be a little bit more ruthless.
Given everything that's gone on in terms of injuries, and you've had plenty of them, do you take real heart from what your side have shown over these last few weeks, given the circumstances?
Yeah, I'm very proud of the players in there. I said we've had a lot of injuries to key players, you know, mainly right through the spine of the team. You know, right from day one, we lost Dave Sires after 5 minutes for the season. Scored 10 goals for us last season from midfield. Very difficult to replace important players like that. But what I will say is that the players that have been given their opportunity grasped it with both hands. And I think you saw today, and hopefully the Scunthorpe people saw today, we're a hard-working, well-organised outfit that went to the death today. You know, we're hoping to keep it tight. You always feel there's one last moment for us to get that equalising goal at 1-0. But obviously the second goal, you know, killed the game for us.
Are you now looking actively once this loan window reopens shortly?
We'll look at it. I'll sit down with the chairman and we'll look at it. You know, we are short, but again, I'm still being able to put out a quality team and people that are working so hard for this football club. We're in a position in the league where we don't want to be. But I'd have to say the schedule we've had the first 9 games, it's been tough. We've played some good outfits. Preston and Bristol probably being the best two. So lots to play for, 40 games to go at. I've got to keep the spirits high within the group, which won't be a problem. There are a good set of lads in there. And we'll go again next week.
Will you be looking at specific positions rather than specific players?
Difficult question to answer straight after a game. Like I say, I'll sit down and see where we're at. Position-wise, we'll see what's happening with Luke O'Neill. You know, how long he's going to be out for. He's gone back to Burnley at the moment for treatment. We're hoping it's only going to be a short-term injury because we've got him for 93 days on loan. If it's bad news on Luke, which it probably will be the way things are going at the moment, we'll maybe have to look at, you know, the right-back slot. We can't go through a difficult period. We just want one right-back in the building.